By the time the soup arrived, I was already transfixed, locked in your eyes and unable to pull my gaze away from you. This thing between us has been growing for a while. So when you asked me out for an actual date, I all too eagerly agreed. Through the appetizers, it was the small things, the little details, that caught my attention the most. The way your tongue played across your lips just before you slid the fork between your teeth. The way your fingers seemed to flex ever so slightly before you picked up your knife. The way your eyes couldn't stop flicking back to me, like you couldn't get enough of staring into me, through me. And every time our eyes met, that little tug at the corner of your mouth, like you were trying desperately not to show how much staring at me pleased you. It was those small moments. Both of us reaching for the salt at the same time, our fingers brushing lightly against each other before you pulled your hand away and motioned for me to take it. That little tug at the corner of your mouth growing into a pleasant, gracious smile. Shifting slightly in my seat and feeling my leg accidentally brush against something. The table leg? No, it was too warm for that. Then realizing it was your leg, the soft fabric of your slacks brushing lightly against the nylon of my stockings because my skirt had ridden up just enough to bare my leg. I should have pulled away, but I couldn't. I needed to feel it, feel that warmth against my skin even through the sheer fabric. Our legs rubbed back and forth against each other in a slow, methodical rhythm, like I had to stop myself from continuing that thought as I felt the wetness swelling between my legs, dampening the special lacy panties I'd put on tonight, just in case. The meal was wonderful. We talked, but not as much as I expected. I'd expected to be my normal chatty self, the talkative, nervous woman I had always been on dates like this in the past. But for some reason, tonight was different. There was a comfortable silence between us as we kept staring into each other's eyes, each of us now trying to fight the smiles that threatened behind our lips. But inside that comfortable silence, a kind of tension was growing. A tension that, quite frankly, I hadn't felt in a long time. The chemistry was there. I knew we both felt it. I'd admitted that to myself a while ago. But the simple attraction was now growing into something stronger. Something deeper. Something primal. The way that pleasant, friendly look in your eyes had started to shift into something more like yearning, a wanton desire burning deep within, let me know I definitely wasn't the only one feeling it. Dessert couldn't arrive fast enough, and we both devoured it with a hunger that belied the meal we had just consumed. Our eyes never left each other as we seemed to shift into this panicked race over who could finish first. We both realized it at the same time, and I don't remember who started laughing first, but we both broke into bemused chuckles as we instantly realized how foolish we were being. When the laughter ended with a pleasant sigh, our eyes met again, and this time, no force in the world would have been strong enough to tear them away. We were locked in the stare, the promise of what was in store after we were done with dinner pulsing back and forth between us. Damn that waiter for taking so long to bring us the check. If he had been a little more attentive, a little more on the ball, what happened next might not have happened. Then again, maybe I should be thanking him instead. As we waited for the check, our eyes locked together, I felt my pulse racing, the noise of the other patrons drowned out by the thumping, desperate heartbeat in my ears. But underneath that heavy thudding rhythm, I could hear something else, something swelling in time with my own increasing pulse. Your breathing. I thought we would both hyperventilate as the waiter finally arrived with the check. Once paid, we stood as nonchalantly as our trembling knees would allow. You walked over to my side of the table, lifted my jacket off the back of the chair, and held it for me as I put my arms into the sleeves one at a time. I felt your fingers brush delicately across my neck as you lowered the coat onto my shoulders, and it sent a tingle across my skin and down my spine. The one touch, that one gentle, inadvertent touch. And my legs started to quiver. You thanked the waiter politely with a broad smile and wrapped your arms around my waist, only a little too high. Your hand gripped against my ribs, and even through the coat, I could feel the tips of your fingers pressing lightly into the side of my breast, sending an excited shiver through my body. For a moment, I couldn't tell if it was an accident or on purpose, but a second later, your hand shifted down and rested just above the rise of my hip instead. I glanced at you to see if there was an apology or anything in your eyes, but you looked straight ahead, flashing a gentlemanly smile as you said goodnight to the hostess and pushed us through the two sets of double doors out into the night. It was late. Our schedules had seen to that, but neither of us minded. The cool night air prickled against my cheeks, and I instantly realized how flushed and hot my face felt. Inside, it had been unnoticeable with the heat of the restaurant, but out in the light mist of the late night, it became excruciatingly apparent. My cheeks reddened even more at the realization, and I felt myself pressing closer into you as we walked along the side of the building toward the far lot where you had parked. Your hand drifted up my side again, and this time, I was sure the fingers pressing lightly against my breast were there on purpose. My mind raced with the growing possibilities. Something was going to happen tonight. We both knew it. Would you take me to your home, lead me to your bed, and devour me? The idea thrilled me, but part of me, a quickly growing larger part of me, wasn't sure I could wait that long. How long would it take to get there? Would this intensity die out during the car ride? My lust instantly intensified as if in rebellion to the thought, and images flashed into my mind, images of leaping into your lap the moment we were safely within the confines of the car. Images of waiting until you started to drive away and me leaning over, pulling out your cock and blowing you as you raced home. I didn't know what I wanted in that moment, except that I wanted it all. Wanted to taste you, touch. feel you inside of me. The restaurant was one of those that backed against another chain store of some nondescript variety, a small alleyway between them. As we walked past the back corner of the restaurant, I felt your grip tighten against my side, and before I knew what was happening, you were shoving me down the alleyway between the buildings. I'm not an exhibitionist. I'm not big on public displays of affection, much less having full-on sex in public somewhere. In fact, the idea of it usually turns me off. But in that moment, as my feet stumbled across the uneven stones, your hand pulling me deeper into the shadows, the pounding in my chest and the surge of adrenaline through my body drove my lust to override all reason. I wanted it more than I have ever wanted anything in my life. You released your vice-like grip on my side and spun me around, slamming me back against the wall as your mouth crashed into mine. Everything became a blur, a tangle of tongues and lips as our hands scrambled desperately over each other's bodies. I gripped the back of your coat in both hands, pulling you into me as hard as I could, and I felt your forearm pressing against my shoulders and into my neck. Your other hand fumbled desperately inside my coat, groping at my breast like it was the only thing tethering you to sanity. I gasped loudly as you shifted your mouth from my lips to my neck. I let go of your coat and immediately brought my hands around front. Normally, I would have run my hands over your chest, your sides, your stomach, feeling as much of my partner as I could. But this night, my hands jumped directly to the front of your pants, groping wildly. I gasped again as my hand groped along the bulge, and even through your slacks I could feel how painfully hard your cock was. Your head lifted slightly, hungry, animalistic growls filling my ear as your hand moved from my tits down to the side of my skirt. You gripped the fabric tightly, pulling desperately at the side of the hip, then stopped. I assume that we had the same thought at the exact same time. As thrilling and in the moment as we were, we both knew that eventually we'd be walking back to the car. So maybe tearing my skirt wasn't the best idea. Your fingers started gathering up the cloth, raising it just high enough for your hand to dip under the hem and slide across the bare skin of my thigh above the top of my stockings. I felt you grip as much of the fabric of my panties in your fist as you could. And in one, two hard yanks, you tore them completely away. The stinging across my ass and around my hips where my panties had been was sharp, but only intensified the lust. The cool night air blew gently across my now naked pussy, the dripping moisture there instantly sending chills through my body. But the chill was quickly replaced by your warm hand, your palm pressing hard into my clit as your fingers played with my opening. I began feverishly stroking your cock through your pants. Your growls got louder in my ear and your forearm pressed harder into my neck, choking me. I gasped for any breath I could draw as your fingers plunged into me. Stars started to swim behind my eyes and my head started to spin as you worked your fingers in and out of me. Just when I thought I might actually pass out, your arm across my throat loosened. And I gasped in huge lungfuls of air, each ragged exhale coming out as a desperate and lustful moan. Your mouth descended onto mine again, your tongue practically fucking my mouth between heaving breaths. arm across my shoulders fell away and you pulled back, staring directly into my tear-filled eyes with a look of unadulterated savagery. Your hand pressed against the middle of my chest, slamming me back into the brick wall, and suddenly those eyes disappeared down out of my view. A second later, I felt your head snake up under my skirt, and your mouth hungrily attacked my aching pussy. I let out a long, heavy moan that echoed down the alleyway, and I was suddenly acutely aware of how loud I had been. My hands instantly slapped around my mouth, trying to contain the shameless sounds attempting to escape my body as you devoured my cunt. Through the pounding heartbeat in my ears, I heard a little noise up the alleyway. Panic gripped my brain as I glanced in the direction of the noise, my eyes frantically searching for the source. I caught just a hint of the back door of the restaurant moving, and a small flash of something dark moving behind the far side of the dumpster next to it. A moment later, I saw her. Based on the outfit, she was one of the waitstaff, and it looked like she'd just stepped outside for some air or a cigarette break. But whatever she was out there to do no longer mattered as she stared, aghast, at the two of us. I was about to grab your head through my skirt and pull you away when your tongue slithered its way inside me and I lost all sense of shame, all sense of reason. My head thudded back against the wall, my hand still gripped tightly across my mouth as I came on your tongue. You stood, sliding your head out from under my skirt and standing up to face me, my wetness glistening on your chin. You yanked my hands away from my mouth and kissed me forcefully again. My mouth filled with my own taste, and my lust boiled over. I tore my hands away from your grip and immediately scrambled for the front of your pants. I fumbled with the zipper while you continued to ravage my mouth, and I finally managed to get your pants open enough to shove a hand inside. I groped around through your underwear until finally my fingers wrapped around the soft skin of your cock and I felt it twitch in my hand. I managed to get it free and wrap my hands fully around it as you moaned into my mouth, the quick breaths from your nostrils tickling across my cheek. You were already dripping with pre-cum as I worked my hands up and down your shaft, spreading the wetness all over your cock. You suddenly reached down and hooked an arm under my leg, lifting it forcefully up. You planted that hand against the brick wall behind me, my leg cradled in the crook of your elbow. In one swift, fluid motion, you stepped forward into me, pinning me back against the wall and plunged your cock deep inside. My mind exploded. I wrapped my arms around your neck and pulled you in close, your face burying deep against my neck. The thrusts were hard, fast, frantic as you pounded into me over and over. I felt your teeth dig into my neck and the pain made me gasp in ecstasy. My head rocked to the side, giving you all the room you needed to bite wherever you wanted, and my eyes trailed up the alleyway. I noticed the waitress, now crouched halfway behind the dumpster, only half trying to hide as she stared at us rutting like animals in the alley. I watched as she slid her hand up under her skirt and a lustful smile crossed my face. I closed my eyes and dropped my head back against the hard, cold brick, but I barely felt it. The pain didn't matter. None of it did. The straining of my thigh muscles being stretched up higher than they were used to didn't matter. The coarse brick digging into the back of my head didn't matter. The slamming of my pelvis against the wall as you pounded away didn't matter. All that mattered was the blissful sensation of your cock slamming into me in a way that showed me that it was all that mattered to you too. It was fast and frantic and didn't take us long to reach our orgasms together. You kept thrusting a few more times, finally slowing your pace as we both panted heavily against each other. You stepped back and slid out of me, releasing my leg and slowly lowering it to the ground. We stared into each other's eyes once more, the mixture of shock and pleasure on your face matching the swirling thoughts in my head. At the same time, we both started scrambling with our clothes, trying to put ourselves back together at least enough for us to make it to the car. I searched around frantically for the panties you'd tossed aside, and I found them ruined on the rough stone ground. I picked them up, barely more than tatters now, and lightly peppered in dirt from the alley, but they were still damp with my moisture and the musky aroma of my arousal. I shoved them into my coat pocket as we finally managed to straighten up, and you wrapped your arms tightly around me and started walking back out of the alleyway, neither of us saying a word. As we passed the dumpster, I glanced over and saw our little Lucky Lou crouched in a ball, as small as she could make herself, wedged in the corner of the dumpster and the wall. Her face was flushed rosy pink as she stared at us, and I caught the faintest whiff of her own arousal, filling the damp air around her. In the strangest fit of pique that I'm not sure I even fully understand, I reached into my coat pocket, retrieved the tattered remains of my panties, and tossed them at her, like a souvenir. I have no idea if she caught them, batted them away, or what, because I had already returned my attention to the path in front of us as we exited the alley. I clutched you close to me as we made our way to the car. You opened the door and practically dumped me into the passenger seat, then made your way around to the driver's side. Once the doors were closed, we sat in silence for a moment, both of us staring straight ahead, as the full realization of what just happened dawned on us both. This time, I know it was me that started to laugh first, but you quickly joined in. Once the laughter died down, I took a deep, relaxing breath, let out a contented sigh, leaned over, and kissed you gently on the cheek. My lips brushed lightly against your ear as I whispered softly, "Happy anniversary, my love."